Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. As our population in Wisconsin ages, UW-Green Bay is looking to older adults to help boost enrollment and keep minds sharp, in addition to combating one of Wisconsin's ongoing workforce struggles. For years, there have not been enough working-age people to fill the jobs left by people retiring. The university is trying some unique approaches to learning that include more short-term certificates that advance job skills and ungraded courses to keep older adults socially engaged. Course options include everything from utilizing AI to English to Spanish translation. University leaders say it's a way pre-retirement age people can stay engaged in the workforce a bit longer. UWGB's focus on enrolling people outside the typical 18 to 24 age group has helped the college enrollment climb over the past decade at a time when many universities are seeing the opposite trend. There are currently more than 800 members of UWGB's Lifelong Learning Institute. One of our own hometown girls from Pulaski will be competing on the world's biggest stage for the second time in this year's Olympics. The U.S. Biathlon International Competition Committee announced Deidre Irwin has been named to represent Team USA in the Winter Olympics this year. During the Olympic Games in Beijing in 2022, Irwin placed seventh in the women's individual, marking the best ever Olympic finish by an American biathlete. The 2026 Olympic Games will be held in northern Italy next month. With the bitter cold temperatures today, the Oneida Nation is offering tribal members and families an emergency escape from the elements. The Oneida Family Fitness Center opened last night as an emergency shelter. Tribal leaders say they activate their emergency shelter when overnight temperatures are expected to reach these extreme cold conditions. The fitness center is located on West Point Road. The emergency shelter is open from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. If no one comes by 11 p.m., the shelter will close for the night. One person is dead after a car drove off Highway 41 in Suamico late Saturday night. Brown County Sheriff's deputies say the driver was heading north on 41 when they veered into the median and off the highway. The car fell onto Riverside Drive where it flipped and came to rest on its roof just north of the Suamico River. Authorities say the person died at the scene. Their name is not being released at this time. In new information about a stabbing in Clintonville last week, police say the stabbing victim actually stabbed himself, then lied about it. Police issued an update on Friday to an earlier news release about the stabbing. Initially, officers said two other people in the house weren't there when the stabbing happened. Police found inconsistencies in their stories. They're referring disorderly conduct, obstructing an officer charges to the Waupaca County District Attorney's Office. If you enjoyed the John McGivern performance in Ashwaubenon over the holidays, you may want to check out a free premiere of the Oshkosh episode for his Main Street program at the Grand Oshkosh tomorrow night. Sponsored by PBS Wisconsin, Wisconsin Public Radio, and Discover Oshkosh, the event begins with a cocktail hour at 5 and the episode premieres at 6. While free to the public, registration is recommended at pbswisconsin.org/events. This episode kicks off the fifth season of McGivern's show that travels the upper Midwest, celebrating the people, attractions, history, and business of each community. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at wgbw.fm, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Badgers on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers getting ready for Thursday night's road game at Penn State. Tip-off time 6 p.m. Wisconsin with a four-game winning streak after beating Rutgers 96-87 before a packed house in Madison. Nick Boyd had 32 points and 9 assists. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, Nick Boyd was really good. Thought his ability to attack specifically against that defense, we were going to have people break him down. Obviously, like I said, a really good 20 in the first and get figured out for the second 20. So we need to be much better than that.
And the Wisconsin women's team with a dramatic 94-92 win in double overtime over Oregon last night. Badgers head coach Robin Pinchton.
You know, we don't talk about this a lot, but we've got four players in that starting lineup that haven't played in the Power 5 level before. Couldn't be more proud of them, but I'm more proud of them for that locker room than I am the scoreboard tonight.
That's the Badgers head coach Robin Pinchton with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little blowing snow this morning, then mostly sunny here through the day today. Our high right around 5 above, but that wind out of the west at 15 to 25 will keep the wind chill below zero through the day today, so bundle up. Tonight, partly cloudy, 4 below. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 9 above with more light snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.